Thursday night, early youth based Kislev. We're in the last perek of Shara HaTeshuvah, and he's talking about that even though you have all the obstacles in Perek Chi, it's really a big yesod in life. It's not just in doing tshuva, but it's true in life that he's saying a yesod. He's saying if you do your best, and if your lave is there, it's not just do your best. That's not the point. The point is, if it's in doing tshuva, but it's in everything. If your lave really is there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bridge the gap. If your lave is there and you do everything that you can, and there's still a gap, the Eibishter is going to bridge the gap. It's a very, very powerful lesson in life. You find it in many things, whether it's in many areas of life. Whether in Ruchnius, and you try to do things, and there's still a gap. But the Eibishter takes care of the gap if you're doing it the right way. If you're not doing it for kavod, if you're not doing it for money, if you're not doing it for ulterior motives. He says it about tshuva. If you do tshuva as per the first 8 prakim, which is very powerful and deep and sincere, then even if you have the obstacles in Perek Tes, the Eibishter will take care of them and make sure that they are removed. And we're up to page Reish Lamed Gimel, and we'll start with Nimtza, the fourth line. Nimtza shelo tikcha hatshuva lachote. Really, what's difficult is ki mitzad roa machshavto usdon libo. Really, the problems of Perek Tes are brought about because, as we said, really, he must speak and be odolasus tshuva. You know, he can't get to that place. That's the real block, is that. If he gets to the place he's supposed to get, Hashem will take care of the rest. So the real block of Perek Tes is a person that's not, either he gives up, or he's not there. He doesn't do the tshuva that he should. Abu Misha Rotzel the Scarif El Hashem Belibo, but someone that is ready to do it, ain't no Alin Sharia Tshuva Bufano. There's no such thing. The gates are open. Sometimes a person will say, you find this a lot. You find it, I'm sure there's plenty of stories in Eshat Torah or the like with kids that, you know, if they say, you know, I really want to turn my life around, but I have a girlfriend, you know, I can't walk away from her. I can't bring myself to walk away from it. It would be too, would be not nice. It would be, or he says, I can't do this to my parents. You know, people, so he's saying a tremendous yesod here. He's saying that he's promising us. Now, you can't tell because you don't know if the person's lev is shalem. He's saying if your lev is shalem and you do what you can, because you have to do also, then Hashem will bridge the gap. That's what he's saying. Avol mi sherotzel l'skarvel Hashem b'libo, einol in shari hatshuva b'fonav. The guy says, I want to learn, but I don't have a chavrusa. It's not true. It's all not true. If you really wanted to, and you came, and you tried, and you showed that you wanted to, and you did everything you could, then Hashem would bridge that gap, and you'd get a chavrusa. Or whatever excuse people use.
Isn't that just showing how much you want? Those examples are just showing how much you want.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying. If the lev is shalem, then Hashem will take care of the rest.
It's more like the other examples the Rav was giving. I mean, those examples the Rav was just saying now are more totally a man making, deciding, like the Rav Drush, like he made a decision that girlfriend was more important than Torah.
Yeah.
Whereas the other cases...
No.
The other cases the Rav gave the other days were like, you know, the guy meets the guy in the train.
Yep. There's a gap. There's a problem. There's an obstacle. If I really do tshuva, the guy comes, he says, I don't have a chavrusa. I want to come learn. I need a chavrusa. I don't have a chavrusa. If you really, really then that day there's going to be someone in the Beis Medrash that's looking for someone exactly like meeting someone on the train. A guy is going to walk in, he stepped in, it was raining outside, so he stepped in from my roof here, usually goes somewhere else from my roof. That's what he's saying. Now, if you don't believe it, you think it's a fairy tale. Okay? But the Chavis HaLavis is not—he's not prone to fairy tales. The whole sefer is a extremely rational. It fits into his rational universe, because in his rational universe, the ikar is the leiv. So if your leiv is sholem, now the leiv being sholem requires a certain amount of ishtadlus of action, because. Not because it needs it, but because it's too easy to fool yourself if it's just lave. You fool yourself, oh, I really have bitachon, I really this, I really that, but I really want to come to davening, you know, I really want to. No, you don't. You would get up if you wanted to. Say, even if I get up, but it's too far, I need a car ride. It'll work out, don't worry. If you say, I really want to come to davening, but you're sleeping late, that's not called, I really want to come to davening. Say, I really want to come to davening, what can I do? I sleep late. Okay, according to Chavis HaLavis, the Eibishter is going to get you up. No, he won't. No, you don't. You have to get up. Nimtza shaloi tiksha hatshuva alachote is a very, very, very powerful sentence. He says, the whole perek tes is really... because you're not really doing tshuva, you know. So when there's an obstacle, Abu Misha rotzel the scar of Hashem belibo, ain't oil and shari at tshuva b'fano. It's not locked. No such thing. V'lo yimne'eyu m'lagigia eloha monea, eliyiftach lo shari at kosher b'yadvicheyu eshvil hayosher b'chaninoso u'b'chasodov. Hashem will send them what He has to send them. We'll send him the right Russo, we'll send him the right Rebbe. A guy wants to go to a certain yeshiva. I imagine Bali Tshuva comes to mind that they want to finish the college and the parents, like it's a whole. If you do what you want, They'll come around. I don't know if he meant it to rhyme or not. I don't think so, because this is kapach. This is not the Chavis HaLavis. B'chaninuso u'b'chasodav. K'mo she'omar tov v'yosher Hashem. Hashem. Al ken yorech ha'toim badorech. So that's what he's explaining the pasuk means. That yorech ha'toim badorech means he will show them the way. He'll clear the way. He'll make it happen. He'll allow it to happen. He'll take away all the obstacles, even though they seem insurmountable. But if you... V'yomar uvikashta mishomes Hashem alokecha. Amazing, insight into the pasuk. If you are really, truly a mevakesh Hashem, umotsoso. So I'm promising you, you will find Him. Kisudushena b'chol abav chomchom avshecha. That's a big condition. Yomar korv Hashem l'chol korah of, and the pasuk goes on to say, I'm sure he meant to bring you down the whole pasuk. Korv Hashem l'chol korah of l'chol asher yikra uhu ve'emes. If you call out the Hashem ve'emes, so he's really there. He's really near. He's really. Even sometimes, a lot of times, people. So they don't know what to do. Even that, they don't know what to do. They have two pairs, but they don't know. So, if you really mean, let's say, Kavod Shamayim or Kiddush Hashem, you don't mean which one has a higher salary, but where can you do the most good? Where are you the most needed? Where can you accomplish the most? So Hashem will show you which way to go. He will. There's no proof to this. You have to either believe the Chavis HaLavis or not believe it. And it's impossible to prove it, because the premise is that the leiv is sholem. that the lathe is in the right place, and there's no test for that because it's all in the lathe. Now he, but it's a very major yesod. He says it by tshuva, but it's universally applicable.
You have to make a lathe odometer.
There's stories, a lot of Hasidish stories of Zevin wrote books, Sipuri Hasidim. If you're Segula for Parnos, I think, you sit by Malacha Malka and you tell Sipuri Hasidim. It's supposed to be a Segula. What? Anyway, so I used to read it when I was a kid. In a lot of the stories, like, this is happening. I can't remember. A lot of the stories, the guy marries a guy and he has kids, you know, and then he does this in Seir Tshuva, and then they get into a car accident and they die, and like, that kind of thing happens. You don't like that.
No, I have a very hard time with that.
Why? Hashem's in charge. They were going to die anyway.
They're just a growing avail, you know? So, like, it takes away their avail.
He doesn't like the idea that tshuva results in someone's death.
Somebody else's death.
Someone else's death. It doesn't matter. It's whatever has to happen will happen. That's all. And no one dies unless they deserve to die. And no one dies just to do someone else a favor. It's just he's giving us this snapshot. It's like, you know, you have a whole picture here, a whole stadium, and you take a snapshot of three people sitting, and you say, oh, I have a real problem with that picture. But if you saw the whole stadium, you wouldn't have a problem. And I reveal to you Meofani Hatikun how to be Nesakin, Efshola Taken, as Mordechai Ben David would sing. The Imilui Chavoscha Bavodas Hashem, for your lack. I mean, that's his tshuva. How do you get back to the status quo? According to the Chavis Halvovas, tshuva is very literal. Going back to the original state, to the Kodum Achet. Going back to being shoved to the original state, you're wiping the slate clean, Kalo Haya. That's why many of the obstacles of Perek Tes was that you can't wipe the slate clean. It's something that you can't, it's not working. Mashi Yishamish Taino Negdecha. Now that I've taught you this, you got a problem. Because now you can't tell Hashem you didn't know what to do because you weren't chayv shalvavos. But tamu b'kacha maslo secha, no more excuses. Umat tomer amkein lefnei elokecha machar. You have to imagine, he wants you to imagine. We had this before also, the same trick. He wants you to imagine you're standing in front of Hashem and it's your turn. Have you waited online? Couple hours, Hashem was testing your sablonos, maybe. And now he asks you, he looks at your file, starts laughing. You go, uh-oh. You're in the wrong line. So he's going to ask you. Hashem will ask you. The Chavis HaLovis really paints a picture. Hashem is asking you, I am lo yodata, what, you didn't know, you're not allowed to do this, umadua lo yodata, and if you taka didn't know, why didn't you learn something? Well, you sit home at night, because it's raining, well, why didn't you learn? O shalsisu ma shalsisu biyadiyo, you're aware what's going on, what life's all about, you're sitting doing nothing day after day after day after day, umatiya shivosko shalsu, what are you going to ask, what are you going to answer? You can tell Rabbi Malinowitz what you want. You can tell your wife what you want. But with Hashem, what are you going to tell him?
I still remember one of the first speeches I heard from you. And Columbo said, one more question.
What will you answer? He talks here very, very strong. And don't think Hashem is going to skip. He's going to skip you. He's not going to skip you. He's going to ask you. At some point, he's going to ask you, what you do? You didn't know that it's more important to do A than B. You didn't know that it's usher to do C. You didn't, and if you didn't know, why didn't you learn? Why didn't you know? You had a place with tzvarim. You lived in a door with air conditioning, with electric, with halogen lights, with a coffee machine. What's the problem? What do you need? What was missing? That's if he asks us. He's in Chavis Alavis, is like 1,100 years ago. So he says, maybe you better cram for the test, says the Chavis Alavis. Maybe you should prepare for the test a little. I'm not going to start answering him up there. You got to prepare the answer down here. The da'achi, one more phrase and we'll stop for the day. He says, you know, you can tell Hashem what you want, but where's the beef? You know, like we say, something I think we say for Urachum, like every Monday and Thursday. We say things there, Nachto, Drachenu, Benachkora, but we don't do that. Like, how can we say it? We don't do it. Unless you do. Chidei school make a cheshvan nefesh every night. So then they're Nachto, Drachenu, Benachkora. But most people, more than most. So Hashem's not interested in your answers, you know. He's interested in your deeds, meaning your deeds will be the answer, not your answer. Okay, we'll stop. It's scary to continue.